Black Box right on time here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with BJ and Jim. 8.5 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Wednesday. Happy hump day to you folks.
That's welcome the way to along. Start your day, isn't it?
That's it.
Wow! Talk about getting up with a bang.
Yeah, what a great lyric.
That's the way to do it.
That's actually, it's actually quite a good morning song, isn't it?
It is.
Because for a lot of people, when the alarm goes off, there is a sense of,
yeah. Oh, no! Yes, there you go. So fair play to you. Fair play to you, Black Box there.
Yeah.
You know how to start the day with your ranting and your raving and your wailing and all that sort of crack.
That's the way to get it going. Blow the cobwebs off you.
So there you go. Now, how would you... Last night, we're not very happy.
Don't even talk about
no.
it, PJ. Don't
is
go
it
there.
That way, yeah?
Don't go there, because you'll just invite it. Tirade.
Yeah, actually, yeah, what was I thinking? Yeah.
A tirade of abuse.
Inviting, yeah. What was I thinking?
Yeah.
The liver puddlers would be on.
Oh,
giving us grief.
Absolutely lapping it up.
Yeah, they would, yeah.
Lapping it
up.
Do
you know why I do this? I open the door to take a kick in the pants. It's like I just walk in with my pants down and
say,
anyone in the mood? Anyone in the mood? Like to give me a route up the hole? Anyone in the mood? I'm right here.
Yeah. Come on, have a go.
We have Magic Mike back in today. And so English John is long gone. He's gone back into his...
Sad to see English John go back to wherever it is he goes.
He's a funny fella, isn't he?
We don't actually know where he goes back to, do we?
No, we've no idea. I think
he's like a hobbit of sorts.
It's near Dalymount Park, apparently, because he was saying, my Wi-Fi... Do you remember yesterday? He was going on about his Wi-Fi yesterday. It was great. My Wi-Fi is so powerful that I can nearly... be in here and still see it working on my phone. I think you could get in Dalymount Park, everybody could use it. I said, how'd you know? I was there, I can't even get mine going.
Yeah,
in the kitchen. He's there again. It's very powerful. I can get to the end of the road and still use the Wi-Fi from my house. It's very powerful.
That's the best part about English John is the way he takes the minutia of life.
Yes, right? He's like mad. He loves the little stuff.
The tiny details that, you know, you wouldn't think to mention to anybody else, and he actually turns them into a full conversation.
Yeah, he's great. He loves the little stuff. I'll tell you something.
Very few people would come out with that in, you know, general sort of chit-chat.
Yeah.
My Wi-Fi is actually so powerful.
I'll give you a good one. Right? Are you ready?
Here's one for you.
You won't believe this. My Wi-Fi... can be taken on the... I can see it on the phone 2 streets away. Beat that, you Irish little paddler.
He didn't say that bit at the
no,
end.
No, he didn't, no.
It's much better to imagine that he did. It would be much better if he did.
Yeah, take that, Ireland.
I still can't get over
and
the fact that
And you said
he's
Brexit was a bad thing. How's that, my friend?
I still think it's brilliant that he loves... motorway services.
I love it.
I still think that's one of his most endearing qualities.
In fairness, it's the secret.
He's passionate about them,
will
be able to tell you that the services on the A26 or whatever it is.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Are and particularly good by comparison to whatever.
Unfortunately, the ones on the A27 slightly let us down with the conditions of the services, the toilet services, in the little chef.
And don't get me started on the Wi-Fi there.
Honest to goodness. Absolutely outrageous.
Anyway, Baldy Tony's been on. He's hammering into Killarney since 4:30 this morning. Saying good morning to us. Take it handy there, Tony. Be safe. Happy hump day. It's Baltic, apparently, where JP is this morning. Morning, lads. Happy Wednesday from English. Ian, brilliant song to start the day. Absolutely. Jason and Drogheda, absolutely loving it. And morning, gentlemen. I so love listening to you. Ah, it's always good.
Oh, well, thank you.
When a text starts like that, that's a good thing.
We do, yeah.
I'm in bed, haven't slept yet, but I'm actually eating potato salad as we speak.
Potato salad in bed at this time?
Love the new TV ads, PJ. Catherine in Limerick.
Well,
potato salad in bed when you haven't slept. I suppose, you know.
Why not?
I mean, yeah.
Do you know something, actually? Potato salad is something I haven't had in a very, very long time.
No,
it seems to have fallen off the food radar.
Yeah.
Hipsters didn't take it.
Like salad cream.
Yeah.
That used to be huge and then it's gone. Potato salad's gone.
Prawn cocktail is gone.
Prawn cocktail's gone.
Hipsters didn't take to it, you see, so there's no real appetite for it anymore. And there's nothing better than a good old potato salad.
Yeah.
You know, it used to be a thing. You get a potato salad on your roll in the spa and all. Remember, that was a thing.
Yeah.
That's all gone now, isn't it?
So you could get potato salad beside your potatoes.
I know, it's great. I love the way in Ireland you can have 3 forms of carbohydrate in a sandwich.
Yeah.
On more carbohydrate.
Absolutely.
I love that.
Yeah.
They're going, I'm going to have potatoes in there.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Some breaded stuffing.
Breaded chicken. Yeah. And yeah, just give us a handful of chips and put it on a big crispy roll.
The Doobie Brothers and What a Fool Believes here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Just 17 minutes past six. We're about to get stuck into the birthdays. Good old selection. We go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Five today. Right, that's good. Yes, I've had a hit.
Every day.
Every day. Now I know it's only 2 days, but you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, look.
It's the middle of the week, it's the hump day. I think we might get something out of this.
You might get over the hump with this, because there's a few belters in here for you. There's a few of your heroes in this as well.
Right, so let's do it then.
We're going to start with one that's not necessarily your hero, but look, it's this bloke.
Belgium is not a nation. It's an artificial creation. I know the Brits did it. Maybe once again we can be blamed. But the truth is there are two parts of Belgium. They speak different languages. They dislike each other intensely. There's no national TV station. There's no national newspaper. Belgium is not a nation.
Belgium is not a nation.
What sort of a tosser is that, lad?
For Nigel Farage, Belgium is your version of Leitrim.
Yeah.
Or his version of
Leitrim. His version of Leitrim. That's, listen to him. That's unbelievable, Chad, isn't it? He's you know that he really is sorry that he lives in the modern day.
Oh, yeah.
He really wants to be going around in a red jacket with golden shoulder things, sitting on a horse with a sword going, Pedge, Pedge, do as you're told, little man. I shall stick the sword in your bottom.
I tell you something, the only thing, right, is, I mean, he is a complete nutcase, right? He is a complete sort
but of... But unbelievably and remarkably successful one.
Yeah.
Like, all this stuff he's made happen.
But sure, if you watch, do you ever watch the dramatisation of how Brexit came about?
No, I meant to watch it. What's it called again?
Bugger, I can't remember. Benedict Cumberbatch is in it and everything.
It's on
all this, and it's.
I'm dying to see
drama,
it.
It's Channel 4 did it, I think. It's dramatised. But, I mean, he's blagged. The amount of support he blagged from serious businessmen and stuff.
Unbelievable,
investing, you know, just giving him money to do to run his political campaigns.
It's
and
just
stuff.
Mad. He's like, he's very successful.
You know, it's
he's
incredible.
A really successful moron.
But you the crazy thing about it is, he goes around, when he's actually quite entertaining in the European Parliament. That's the mad
part. Oh, he is. He's very entertaining there because he's upsetting everybody.
But dear,
and when you don't
most
care.
Most of you people I know have never done a proper job. That's what he said to them the other
day. Yeah.
So you don't know anything about business.
Yeah, it's that. Standing there in there.
Telling
some Belgian lad next to you. Belgium is not a country. Belgium is a buffer zone between the French and the lunatics.
It was like they kept going on to your man's face, the Belgian bloke's face.
Of course he's ranting about it. Sitting there looking at him. Unbelievable. But at the same time, if it wasn't all so real, it would be hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Although it is kind of hilarious. I mean, I know it's terrible to say and all, but there has to be a small part of you,
yeah,
of all Irish people. And yes, I hope Brexit doesn't happen. And I think the average Brit in the street deserves better. And it's a disaster for all of us.
Yeah.
And in the long run, I'm sure things will be fine, but it's not good. But there is a small part of us all, isn't there? Watching the Brits go, realising they're not that important after all.
Yeah.
And having to accept it. That, you need us more than we need you?
Yeah.
Is it really a thing?
No, but actually he says that in one of his speeches. Your man Farage says that in one of his speeches. That, you know, if we don't get a trade agreement, you know, basically the equivalent of... you'll find that you need us more than we need
you. It's not very true, though, is it? I'm watching that suddenly being realised. Like, there is a bit of crack in that.
Yeah.
Like, I love the way Brexit has now come to this. Give me what I want, or I'm leaving with nothing.
Yeah.
Go on, so. Oh, I'm serious. Go on. You'd like that, wouldn't you? Right, this is your last chance to make me leave with something. No. Go. Right. That's it.
I gave you every opportunity.
I'm giving you every opportunity. One, on three I'm leaving. Two, three. Right, one more chance. That's it. Just get out. But anyway, I haven't guessed his age. He's 56.
He's actually 55. Oh man, you nearly took me off guard there. Right, okay, that's Farage out of the way. Let's get into a couple of your heroes. Eddie Murphy.
Oh, I love Eddie Murphy.
One of your comedy inspirations.
Big time. One of the best comedy actors ever.
Yeah.
His comedy actor characters, and still, and I know I said it before, still true, Donkey from Shrek is the best one he's ever done.
Yeah, correct.
It's absolutely the best one he's ever done. I know he's a Nutty Professor and he's done loads of brilliant stuff. And
well,
coming
Beverly
to America
Hills
where
Cop
he basically plays everybody in the whole movie.
Yeah.
Amazing. Especially King Jaffe Joe for that. The names are brilliant. But the donkey is dead.
Legend.
What a lovable little donkey.
It, don't you regard hit one of his stand-ups? Is it hit one of his stand-ups you think is...
Oh, yeah, yeah. When he... Raw. It's just... He's 19. Or no, the other one. What's it called? Jesus, doesn't matter.
Anyway, very young, and he tears the place
19.
Down.
He's 19 years old doing that.
Yeah.
Doing specials before specials existed. Like, that's just remarkable. Like, outside of Las Vegas. Like, he was the first VHS stand-up worldwide comedy success, and he was a teenager. Incredible. The guy's amazing. The guy's absolutely amazing. What age is he now, though? He's 52.
Ooh, 58.
Oh.
58. Right, okay. What about this? One of your other legends. Oh, totally different. Kettle of fish, though. Bernard Brogan.
Bernard Brogan, yeah.
Dubs legend.
The darling of the hill.
Yeah.
You might call him these days. Yeah. Although he's some man, isn't he? He knows what he's got. He knows what he's got.
Yeah.
He's not just a player.
No,
he's
no.
there. He knows he's got a very handsome face on him. And he uses us,
doesn't
he?
He's got a very marketable face.
He does. He's there, like, you know, he uses, like, the whole lot. And he sells himself as the family man and the whole GAA stalwart and all of that, you know? You know, he's friends with priests and everything. And they'd be all hanging out together. He's like, he's GAA to the
friends
core.
Friends with priests.
Yeah.
I don't know if that goes in the positive column anymore necessarily. But anyway.
Well, no, good.
Brogan. And in fairness, how many has he got? How many five, has he got five in his career?
Two? Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah, he would have five. Yeah. Not in a row, obviously, but
no.
five. Although, I don't know, one of them. Does one of them count if he spent the whole year kind of injured?
Oh, I don't know now.
I don't know. We'll have to see. But still, he was on
the
squad.
That's one for the forums.
So he has five. And then going for this one in the row.
Yeah.
And then you think about, like, he's a forward in the most competitive forward sense. His family alone, his Elfla and his two brothers.
Yeah.
They just keep having Brogan football players.
Well, as in fairness,
I'd say that little young
fella, the fact that they keep having Brogans is not that unusual. The fact that they're football players,
well,
I grant you.
You may say it's not usual. But I don't know many. I don't know any other family that keeps having Brogans.
Fair point.
Right?
Yeah, fair point.
Stick that in your cool and gobble it. I'd say he's... Oh. What are we, 34?
35.
Oh.
Not bad. That was a decent effort. Wait, that's... It's just so young, isn't it, for a lad that you just feel has been around
forever, yeah.
And for a lad that has five All-Irelands to his name.
I know, it's mad.
That's crazy stuff.
It's mad. It is mad.
Only 35.
And now he's kind of seen as, like, you know, he's one of the older generation.
It feels to me
now,
as though Bernard Brogan should be my age.
Yeah. Because we're those agents that don't think we're the age we are.
No, exactly. Because
last night we were texting each other.
I see very little difference between Bernard Brogan and myself.
Same here. And I look at Alan Brogan, he's probably 10 years younger than me, and say, the elder, you know, he had to... He was great. He was great in
very
his day.
Bizarre. Right,
I love him.
Two more to have a go at. Wayne's missus is celebrating her birthday today. Colleen Rooney.
Right, yeah.
There's a lady who deserves, in the positive sense, deserves all she gets.
Wife of the year.
Because she literally has a... Wow.
Well,
talk about staying the course.
Yeah. For a start, she married him with that head.
Yeah.
Like, that's there was that.
That head was always there.
And then he was with grannies and allies and all. I mean, honest to God, man. He's really, like, talk about trying to test it to the limits. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, he really was. Like, he's got a face like what Bernard Brogan keeps in his trousers. And then he's off messing and up to no good almost all the time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He is a face of a fella who won 6 All-Irelands but never wore a helmet.
Yeah. In the hurling.
In fairness to him, what a player, though. What an absolute unbelievable player.
Yeah.
But Colleen, what's Colleen do? So Colleen just sort of tolerates him. That's her job, isn't it?
And then shops, I think.
And goes shopping. Yeah, in fairness, you'd need a break from
You would.
It's like looking after a child, I'd say. Wayne, what are you doing? I'm just...
Yeah.
Driving the car into the wall to see if the airbags go off. Stop that, Wayne. Stop it.
I imagine there is a touch of that.
Wayne, what are you doing?
I don't know.
I brought the horse into the bedroom to see if he'd poo. Wayne, get the horse out of the bedroom.
I don't know how many official kids she has, but you'd have to tag Wayne on.
Wayne is definitely the biggest one of them all.
Goes in as a dependent.
You know that, yeah.
Right, Colleen, how old is she?
37.
33.
Oh, jeez.
33.
He did better than I thought.
Last chance to redeem yourself. Here we go. Just won herself Dancing with the Stars. Mairead Ronan.
I love Mairead. I do.
I don't know her at all. Never met her.
I met her a lot of times. She used to go to all the comedy festivals and stuff, in fairness.
What is her thing? She's a...
radio person.
Is
yeah, radio.
Radio.
Yeah, she was.
Okay.
Yeah, she was with Ray Darcy for years.
Oh, right, okay.
There, and she was, like, co-hosting that, which was, in fairness...
She always struck me as somebody who was kind of ended up being famous by just... by being famous.
Ah, no, no, she was
on that. I never knew what she did.
Yeah, no, radio was her thing. And then, of course, she was the host of Celebrity Banished Door.
Oh, was she?
Yeah. And then she did Ireland's Fittest Families and all. She did, she did loads of stuff, yeah.
Ireland's Fittest Families.
Oh, maybe it wasn't that one. She did some other bleeding thing. Yeah. She did that.
Again, I'll go back to what I said earlier on. I never knew what she did.
Yeah, Celebrity Banished Her. She, remember when it turned into a Rivals thing? She did that. And she's hosted a lot of stuff. Yeah, yeah. No, and she's sound. She's really sound, yeah. Yeah, she's one of them. That you know when you meet someone, you just get on with them.
Good stuff.
Yeah, she's one of them.
Right,
so
well, I'll take your words for it then. How old is she?
I think she won the whole dancing thing just because she's dead on. Do you know that way?
Yeah, well, to be fair. Because Johnny and Cleona are far better dancers.
Well, Twinkle Toes and, yeah.
Far better
and Cleona, like Fred was telling us, had basically the whole province. Well, half a province, I suppose.
Yeah. Rooting for her.
Just two very definite parishes up there. Rooting for her. And still didn't get her. So Mairead Ronan, I'm going to say, she's 38.
39.
Ah, jeez.
Two off the post.
I thought I was going to get a couple today. Yeah, I really did.
I had high hopes, but they were dashed.
So did I. Wayne Rooney ruined it. He did, yeah. He ruined it. He put his image of his face in my head. I just can't stop picturing him now as a baby wrapped up with big ears sticking out.
Pussycat Dolls and Don't You Hear a Classic Hits. Waking Up Happy with PJ and Jim. 16 minutes to 7 o'clock. Glowworm ahead of that and Carry Me Home. Your get up and go song on this Wednesday morning. 0871 880 0008 on WhatsApp if you want to give us a shout. Hopefully you're in good form. A bit chilly in parts out there. You know, I saw the Medair and kind of map thing yesterday.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Because they had issue, you know, on the app, right? And they give you like a little map of Ireland.
With the rain clouds moving, that one, radar thing.
Well, and then there's the other one where when they issue warnings about anything, right?
Yes.
They have them in, you know, the colours, the yellow, the orange, the red, or whatever.
And the pink,
right?
For the real heavy stuff.
They had the snow and ice warnings up, right, on the app. And so basically it was all sort of north and west. Right?
Yeah.
So it was all, and they were all kind of connected. And then literally, totally unconnected to anything else, was Wicklow was just in yellow on its own. Nothing else around it.
See, it's your old mad place you live in.
It was ridiculous. Now, thankfully, we didn't get any of it. But
no, of course not. Because even when the weather is there, you still don't see it. That's how mad Wicklow is.
But it was so bizarre. It was like all, you know, and all the counties were connected, as you would expect. You'd imagine weather would be in a region.
Yeah,
and
yeah. So it's Sligo, sort of Roscommon-ish, whatever.
Yeah, up into Donegal, you know, all that sort of stuff. And then literally just the other side, just one county had yellow on it.
And yet, nobody saw any rain.
And nobody.
Whatever is going on.
Nobody
out
saw any snow or ice. It was bizarre. But anyway, listen, it is chilly in parts around the place today, so do take it handy.
It is. Did you see all the hailstones and everything yesterday?
I didn't encounter
them.
It was
a mad shower of hailstones yesterday in Dunleary anyway. I was very upset.
And that's very unusual.
I was right opposite the town hall. I went straight in and complained. I was there. It was unbelievable. I said, hey.
What's going on? Somebody's not doing their job.
Excuse me. Are you aware of what's going on out here? This is antisocial behaviour, I said.
Yeah, on behalf of the weather.
On behalf of the weather, yeah. There you go. But it was proper hailstones yesterday. Proper good bout of hailstones. I was going to say a battle with the hailstones, but that makes it sound far more dramatic than it was.
Yeah.
I was in this cafe yesterday. It's the most unleary thing ever. It was like, it's a new cafe. And I thought, I'll support local.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And not one of the chains. You know, I'll avoid the insomnias and Starbucks and all that sort of thing. I went in, had myself a flat white and a little tiny peanut butter slice.
Right.
I thought, Grant, I'll enjoy this.
Right.
And oh my God. I'm sure they're lovely people that run it.
Right.
I'm sure they are. But they had jazz music on. And I swear to God, jazz sounds like
jazz?
A drunk fella with a trombone falling down the stairs, right?
Yeah. Was it, what sort of jazz?
And your man behind the counter
was mellow
like,
stuff?
No, it was.
Oh, really? It wasn't that sort of like the zumba, bizarre, zumba, bizarre.
No.
It wasn't all that. It was the full kind of like.
Yeah. No, I was like, this is absolutely.
It was full blown musician having
I was
a
like,
breakdown.
I can't take this. And I couldn't leave because the hailstones. And then your man behind the counter turns around to the woman working and goes, do you like jazz? And she was like, they had a conversation about it. It's like this. And I will say, again, lovely people, lovely place.
Yeah.
If you like jazz, this is the place for you.
Right.
If you're a cranky old so and so like me.
Who only wanted a flat white and a peanut butter slice.
Who just wanted to stay
and a
away.
Shelter from the hailstones.
Yeah, it was a long hour.
And the other thing is, Jazz doesn't happen in songs. Sure it doesn't.
Jazz doesn't happen. Jazz is in music. Jazz is a bunch of lads going through stuff they found in a suitcase.
And they never, there's no end to it.
And there's no end to it.
Yeah.
How do you write a song that's just, okay, I'm going to do this, right, for 20 minutes. And then the fella next to you go, I'm going to do this. Like, jazz is basically, it's farting. Yeah. It's 25 people in a room farting at the same time, and someone going, I can hear a tune in that. Yeah. That's what it is.
We're going to have to get some sort of jazz impresario in. We're going to have to get somebody in.
No, I'm a jazz impresario. Just give me a load of pizza and some fizzy drinks.
Yeah, Anastasia, Left Outside Alone here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim, 11 and a half minutes past 7 o'clock. We've got the hit bit on the way in about 40 minutes or so. If you want to have a little listen, just on classichits.ie, it's up there for you
it's
to have a little listen to.
Have a listen as many times as you like to the new hit bit. You'll see the wrong answer so far. Not that many, but it might point you in a direction, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
To a musical sort of genre.
And of course, Magic Mike is remaining understandably tight-lipped about it at the moment. Particularly tight-lipped today, because his lips don't actually move. He's still, I think, under some sort of sedation.
I nearly feel bad now, because we were laughing at you yesterday. I'll be honest with you, when you were gone, right?
Yeah,
we were
doing laughing at you, Mike.
Okay,
both were laughing at me, I'd say. I didn't listen, because I knew that would happen.
Yeah, we were saying, imagine getting
that's terrible, isn't it?
No.
It's like...
thing is,
like
we can't now turn around and say it's not
true. Watching
a
Liverpool game.
Yeah.
I'm not listening to them because they'll be enjoying themselves at my expense.
They'll be having the crack and I can't bear thinking about it. So there you go. So we were having a laugh yesterday. English John and ourselves, we were sitting here and we were going, Mike, imagine getting a whole day off.
Just to go to the dentist.
Because you have to go to the dentist to get it clean.
They put a hole in your face, Mike.
Well, first of all, I would have come into work, only the appointment was at 9 o'clock at the Red Cow Roundabout. So you can imagine the crack of that.
You should have gone to a dentist. You have to do it in the middle of the Red Cow Roundabout.
It is. It's right beside
the
Red Cow.
Some lad just tied a rope into his tractor and put it into his mouth. Yeah.
I had to park in the Red Cow Hotel, which gave me anxiety, because all I ever hear in the news is that's a nightmare.
Oh, for traffic.
Anyway. So, I got a hole in my face. I basically feel like I've been shot in the side
of
the face.
So what was the procedure? Wow. Was it an extraction or was it a...
So it was a...
I love that you're telling this story and there's somebody somewhere getting ready to go to the dentist as we speak.
Okay.
And here's him. I was shot in the face and I had to go to the Red Cow.
Yeah, well, someone... As I was leaving the show yesterday, maybe it was at 9 o'clock or something, I saw a WhatsApp message coming in because you had mentioned it the day before yesterday. Yeah. An extraction. That was the worst thing I ever had done in my life. Tell Mike he's got to be an agony for that. And I was like, great, thanks
lovely,
for that.
Yeah, a bit of support.
So it was a surgical extraction.
Right.
Because it was a crack in the root or something. I'm not going to bore you with the science, Jim.
Yeah, we don't care about that. Get to the painful stuff.
Get to the bit where you start screaming.
And the three roots had to be taken out. And then they had to do what's called a graft, which means brace yourselves, everybody. This morning, by the way, they have to slice the gum, stick a load of graft material up there, because I'm going to get an implant, sew it up, so I have a stitch on it, and then off I went. And then I had to bite. The worst thing was I had to bite down on some sort of cotton thing for 45 minutes.
Oh, that thing,
45 minutes.
I thought he was messing.
Yeah.
I thought to myself, he said 4 to 5 minutes, but he didn't.
He did.
It's 45 minutes.
Because to be honest with you, if that had happened on the day previously and it had been April Fool's Day. Now, bite down on that for the next 3 days.
Yeah, 3 days.
Can I just
there's
say
a hole
that
in it for a straw.
For a dental practice, why do people feel they have to ask you the most amount of questions ever?
I don't know.
When you're finished a dental procedure.
I really don't know,
Like what?
Like, how did you get on?
So you survived
it anyway. Was it that bad? Was it? We'll have to bite down. What's your address? No, what? Have your IBAN number? Oh, for Jesus' sake. So it was like that for ages.
Oh, you know your air code.
Nobody knows that bloody air code.
So that's it. I have a hole in my face. It keeps bleeding.
Lovely.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Were you afraid? Do you have a phobia of dentists or anything?
No, you were all right going in. Yeah, one thing I don't have a fear of is dentists.
No,
I'm
okay with dentists myself.
I'm all right with them. They're just inconvenient. Like, it's never like the pain that you're of what you're afraid of. It's never like the needle coming into your mouth and thing. That's only a second. It's just having your jaw held open for an hour going,
Yeah.
And then like wider
I get paranoid about the swallowing bit.
Yeah,
you know, when they
have to, when they have to put the Hoover into your mouth to suck up all the water, right?
Yeah.
I get paranoid about choking on the kind of...
Oh, do you?
Oh,
I just get paranoid about swallowing too much because I'm like... I get really, I don't know, you're concentrating, you're swallowing.
Oh, I know, and then they give you that that blue nonsense that, to wash your mouth
for
out.
For rinsing.
And you know, you do the whole blah, 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 and you can't feel your face and it's just dribbling down the front of you.
It is. Oh, your dignity is out the window.
It's out the window.
Oh, yeah, when you try to spit it and your lips go too short your mouth.
Yeah, blue, and that just come out all over you. And it's like, I remember getting my, I had a tooth extractor, getting the wisdom tooth out years and years ago. And
That actually makes sense now.
Oh my God. And he was pulling it and pulling it. And you know the way you can hear behind your ear?
Yes.
You can hear from
cracking.
The far side of your ear. The And then you're like, oh my Jesus. And he's there, wider, you're like, and then it all goes at once. Well, that's when it's like the gunshot.
You have a feeling that he's got his. That's me skull. That's not me. Yeah. You're taking me skull.
Here, leave us some jaw, will you, for Jesus' sake. And then I remember, like, I must have started bleeding quite a lot. And I got that feeling like I wanted to swallow.
Yeah.
But I coughed instead. Right? And I put blood all over the chest of the dentist.
Oh my God. So he looked like a butcher.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
If anyone had walked in, he would have been standing there with a wisdom
tooth. What are you doing,
covered in
man?
Blood. I was like Frankenstein's monster. And if they looked at my head, they probably would have said, I don't know how you made that joke.
I looked at the table afterwards, and it wasn't a pretty sight.
Yeah.
And now I don't know about dental, about extractions, but I would have assumed they come out in one piece. Well, be japers.
Yeah, no, loads sometimes the tooth breaks on the way out.
There were about 100 pieces on the oak. I was going, oh my God. And the poor person.
Mike checking how many teeth he has left. How many has had to take out?
Also, do get a little paranoid that they're taking out the right one.
Yeah.
At one point I went, Jesus Christ, I never confirmed which one it was.
That's it, isn't it? You know what I mean? I was reading a book there recently about, you know, when you go to the doctor and you have to get an operation and they put an arrow on the leg.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And one of the questions he asked was, what if somebody's already got a tattoo on the other leg of an arrow? And there was no answer. So they were like, I don't know the answer to that. They had to go and figure it out. Because you can't cover it up. And I remember going to a dentist.
There's no room for arrows on your body.
I know. There's no room to put an arrow. I remember going to the dentist as well, and there was a kid in. And all I could hear when they walked in was, And the woman goes, we might be a few minutes over today. And they're going, hey, you can cancel me altogether if you want. Don't even think they were doing it. It was just the kid didn't like the idea of being in the room with your man at all.
Yeah, the Pet Shop Boys and Go West here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with BJ and Jim. 7:22. Tracy's been on from Galway. Not a fan of the dentist.
The poor old dentist gets a lot of grief now,
It is for a lot of people. It's an everyday fear. It's an everyday phobia thing, the dentist. And it's a big deal for a lot of people.
I think it's also a hangover of another time, though.
Yeah.
You know the way, there was a time in Ireland when you went to the dentist, right? And you went in and you were like saying, can I get my teeth cleaned? And they went, yeah. And they took them all out to clean. Like, you know, it was like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There was a one-shop shop.
You went in and said, can I get my teeth cleaned? And they went, yeah, when do you want to collect them?
Yeah, when will you collect the head? You know what I mean? It was and they've moved on so much.
Yeah.
Like nowadays, it's very rare you get even sore at the dentist. It's just slightly uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But they still have that hangover, that reputation. Because if you ask your granddad about the dentist, he goes, I went in with, and they took every tooth out of my head. I walked out with my teeth in my pocket.
Well, if you ask your granddad, it'd likely be that it wasn't a dentist at all. It was his father.
Yeah, his dad.
And it involved a shovel, a door handle, a large piece of string.
Yeah. And he probably got in trouble. He got charged extra because he didn't bring the string himself, probably, you know.
Yeah.
So there's a bit of a hangover from another time.
But do you have you any sort of everyday... is there any sort of everyday thing that you do have a hang-up about? Obviously not the dentist. I'd be okay with a dentist as well.
Not really. The only thing that really made me feel a bit weird now, because, and it was, you guys weren't to help, was when I had to go, remember I had to go to the urologist?
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that?
When you're having trouble with your man.
I was having man trouble there.
With your man vegetables.
Yeah, I was. The man, and then for the whole week leading, and it was all right thinking about it at the start, but it was for the whole week when you guys were giving me the whole pretending to put on rubber gloves and all.
Yeah.
That got me a bit unnerved now. You know, that did.
Yeah.
You know it did. I was there, Grant. I'm going through with it.
I wish I'd known it had that effect.
The next day and say, well,
I wish I'd known it had that effect, because I would have just gotten the sound effect of a rubber glove constantly just playing it.
Like, you and Mike thinking that was the funniest thing ever. And then and knowing that you were going to ask the doctor, could you record it and everything. Thankfully, medical professionals don't let eejits like ye into examinations.
I thought he was a bit of a spoil sport person.
But that's the only thing.
Yeah, to be honest.
I had a hang-up about.
Yeah.
But I will say, lads, don't worry about it. Even if your mates are gobs, even if your mates aren't very nice about it, go and get your bottom checked. There's nothing wrong with it. It only takes a second.
Yeah.
He's in and he's out, and you're clear and you're over. There's nothing wrong with it. In my case, I had to take tablets for about a year and a half. But I'm all right now, thanks very much.
Yeah, we should find out if there's... I mean, obviously the dentist... And what else is there? Is there any other obvious ones that a lot of people have hang-ups with? I mean, the dentist, as you say, is an obvious one. Probably from a time past. I'm trying to think, is there anything else people get a bit uptight about?
Yeah, I don't know, is there? Men have... Unfortunately, in men, a lot of the time, they just won't go. Men, there's nothing wrong with you. So you wait until there is something wrong with you. It's almost like you don't want to get... You want to get value for your money.
Yeah.
You know, say that now. That's going to turn into something very serious.
I'll wait for a while.
So what I'll do is, I'll wait 6 months, and then I'll really get value for me 50 quid. It's like, we hold on. Or you can, I know I definitely save up problems, which is so stupid when you think of it. Not going to the doctor with that. It's only one thing.
Yeah.
I go, well, wait till I have three or four things wrong. And so listen, then, one of them's serious.
If there's something we're not thinking of, if there's something like that, is there anything like the dentist?
There is the injection
like
thing.
An everyday fear. Yeah, maybe like giving blood.
Some people,
a lot of people can't give blood. They just can't
just
stand the sight of
it. The idea of a needle at all freaks
sends
some people out.
Sends them over the edge. I mean, let us know if you have something yourself or somebody you know. 087-188-0008 if you want to get us on WhatsApp. If there's a sort of an everyday fear, you know, that sort of thing, like going to the dentist or whatever, that absolutely freaks you out.
I know one person that can't
sit
next...
Somebody's just texting nuns.
I know one person can't sit next to a fish tank. Does that count?
What?
I know one person can't sit next to a fish tank.
Sit next to a fish tank?
She cannot sit next to a fish tank. Does that count?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, on what
she
basis?
Gets completely unnerved. She says they're weird. They're flippers behind her head. She doesn't know what they're doing. It's as if she thinks they're making faces behind her back or something. I don't know. But she can't do it. She gets totally freaked by it. It scares the life out of her. Yeah.
Right, well, there you go. Check that one out. 087-188-0008 on WhatsApp if you can think of any. Wait for it. Thank you. Yeah, don't like Mondays. It's the kind of stuff that you don't like that we're interested in this morning. Magic Mike went to the dentist yesterday and had a bit of a procedure done. So it sounded a bit awful. And it is that thing, we were kind of tapping into that thing about dentists. For some reason, as PJ was saying earlier, dentists just seem to have developed a bit of a bad name. Lots of people have phobias about going. It really kind of freaks them and, you know, frightens them, the prospect of it. And it never really lives up to it. It's never as bad as kind of people expect it
to be. No, that's true. For instance, right, I'll give you an example from the paper today. We're like, can I do that?
Okay.
Before you go rattling through the text just real quick. June Brown, who plays Doc Cotton in EastEnders, or you used to, I don't know if she's still in it. She's 92 now, so I'm presuming maybe she's not at the races anymore. She says she just doesn't like new technology at all. And she's got a fear of robots. So she says, imagine having a robot in your sitting room. I don't suppose it can develop a brain, but it might decide to just put a knife in you. That's what she said.
Wow.
Yeah. She goes, I wouldn't trust it. Don't know what would happen. Maybe the end of the world. That's what she said. So she hates robots.
Yeah.
That's her big thing.
Dot was the one that used to go,
I wouldn't have a robot in my ass. And fella might take a knife to you. Yeah, that was her thing. I don't know why I went to completely Mary Poppins on the voice again. It's the only English accent I have. Yeah, so there you go.
So she's saying, her one is technology of any sort.
Yeah, tech speak. She goes, she's mad about, she hates it. Like, you know, see you tomorrow with the letter CU, number two tomorrow.
Yeah,
she says, it's like hieroglyphics, innit? That's what she said.
Oh, sorry.
So she's not into it at all. You know, she doesn't talk like that in real life. She's actually quite posh, isn't she?
There was a few... Ian texted in. He has the problem with the dentist. By the way, Mike doesn't. It didn't come off the back of Mike kind of having a problem with the dentist. It was just... that's what we ended up kind of talking about. But Ian went for a checkup. Just a checkup.
Yeah.
And fainted twice.
Oh, he's... Oh, dear. Jeepers. That's... That's it. Unless you're the doctor or whoever.
Yeah.
She was very good looking, maybe, and you just couldn't handle it. You know, maybe that was the thing.
I tell you what's come in a couple of times, right? What's the politically correct term now for dwarfs and midgets and things?
Well, it's definitely neither of them.
Well, that's what I'm saying, but that's what's on the text.
Can you believe he even said that? The next thing he'd be saying, don't worry about it, they only have little feelings, he'd be trying to get out of it. I think it's...
lots of people have texted that
people,
in.
Little people, is that it? Little
people.
Well,
that's what I'm saying. What is the politically correct term? Because I can only read what's on the text.
I think it's little people. I think it's I think that's it. Is it? I'm not really sure.
Yeah.
I'm afraid of everything now. Because I know, because I'm an idiot, and I could say the wrong thing, and then that'd be the end of it.
Yeah.
I'm even afraid.
Actually, that's what I'd be afraid of. My everyday fear would be political correctness.
Yeah, you spat it out there handy enough all the same. I think it's, I don't know. I definitely not dwarf or midget. They're not words
that's what people
supposed
have
to use.
That's what people have texted in.
Oh, it is dwarf, is it? I apologise.
Well, you should apologise to me, because you've hurt my feelings.
Well, there you go.
Accusing me of being politically incorrect.
But that, well, in fairness, we come in here every day trying to hurt each other's feelings. We're all right with it.
Anyway, so that's come in, and I'm not going into any more detail on it. That's all I'm going to say. So, also, somebody says, what about getting tattoos?
Yeah, oh, I do know something.
Somebody found it quite nerve-wracking.
I don't blame
but
you.
But that's not really an everyday fear as such, is it? I mean, that's a very specific thing if you choose to get that done.
It depends on how many tattoos you have, I suppose.
Well, obviously, it's not one for you.
Although, you know something, you say that, right?
Right.
But all the tattoos I have, and I have quite a lot of them, every time I go in for another one, and I look forward to it and I plan it and all of that, right?
Yeah.
I go in and sit down and literally the second I sit down, I'm going, what am I doing this for? I hate this. And then
what?
They start and and it's so, like, and I don't care. There's a lot of bravado goes into it. For me, it's excruciating pain for hours sometimes.
Despite
and I
the
hate
fact that
the experience so
virtually
much.
Covered.
Yeah, but I hate the experience so much. And as soon as he starts, I go, why am I doing this? And as soon as he's finished, I go, you see that little space now I have there? I'll have to fill that in the next time.
You have a weird love-hate thing with lots of stuff like that. I mean,
I do.
Even with your comedy, you'd be standing backstage going, why am I get a proper job? What am I doing standing here?
Why didn't you just do the leaving cert, you dick? And you have to do this walking out, I hate it. And then you walk out and it's great cracking,
yeah.
You have to do it all again. I don't know what that's about.
What about Michelle in County Limerick there? I've an awful fear of crows.
Crows?
Yeah. And also going shopping in crowded shops.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
Well, that's probably, I'd say that's common enough for a lot of people. That's just annoyance, is it?
That's lads shopping. I've literally gotten on the bus into town, right, to go and get a pair of trousers, walked in, two people in the queue ahead of me. Oh, I'll come back next week. I'm just getting the bus to go home.
A fear of crows. I'd say that's more common than you think. Crows can be quite a daunting thing.
Can they?
Ah, if they're big enough.
Last time I've seen a crow. Now, a seagull, I guess. You know what I mean? Because they're hungry. They're the size of flying Jack Russells. They're all over the place. They're attacking Germans and everything all around O'Leary and Holt and all the, you know, whatever it is. Because Germans do that thing where have you seen them? They get the snack box. You mustn't be able to get a scampi box or something in Germany. Right. And they hold the chip in the air and go, ah! And as soon as they do it, it's like, rah, rah! It's like a hawk coming down and taking them off.
Una has a terrible fear of cats.
I knew a friend of mine actually was afraid of tats. Oh, tats.
Yeah.
Well, cats.
We've dealt with that.
There's nothing I'm afraid more of than a cat with tattoos.
Yeah.
I can see that fear of cats. They're so untrustworthy. They'd eat you. You know, they always say if you died next to your dog would look after you. It'd sit there loyal. Your cat would just see it as a giant burrito.
Yeah.
You know, that's the cat's just there going, oh, brilliant. I'll be able to eat this fucking Egypt for ages. There's loads in him.
And there you go. There's somebody who sexed in and said, I know, bloke who has a fear of you before.
I think we all do. Yeah.
We all do.
And isn't he the smart one? I'll tell you something. You should be afraid. Be very afraid.
087-188-0008, by the way, if you want to get us on WhatsApp. Sure. Still time to let us know if you fancy a go with the old hit bit. It's on the way in just a few minutes.
And gingers at rhythm.
Classic hits. Hit bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Hit bit. Here we go.
Ooh.
The hit bit. Right, so it's €520 and it's all for you, of course, if you can tell us what the bit of the hit in the classic, and you know what I mean. Here's what it sounds like. And that's it. I've got a pretty good idea what I think it is.
Rightio.
I'm riding high in confidence from the last time. But Aoife Cartwright in Dublin's going to have a go this morning. Hi, Aoife.
Morning. How are we?
Not bad at all, Aoife. Yeah, it's all good. How are you?
Good, good. Not a bother.
Yeah, good stuff. You sound like you're up a while, are you?
I'm up a little while. I'm sitting waiting to go into work now.
All right, yeah. You sound very fresh is what I mean, in case that came out bad.
I am. Always.
Let's try and give you £520, Aoife. What do you think it is?
I think it's Cher, you know, the Shoop Shoop song.
Oh, the Shoop Shoop song, of course.
Shoop Shoop song from Cher.
What do you reckon then, Mike?
Decent guess. As a matter of interest, would you share the cash, would you?
No way.
Certainly not.
Fair enough. It is wrong.
Oh.
Unlucky.
Sorry about that, Aoife,
that
this time.
Have a good one, Aoife. Take care.
You too.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
Right, so Lee Flanders is in Dublin as well this morning. How are you, Lee?
How's it going, lads? How are you going on?
Oh,
not
good.
Too bad at all. What's the crack with you, Lee?
Not much. Trying to redeem myself from the big table quiz from a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, right. Fair play. A return fighter here. This is good stuff. Well, we hope you can do it. £520. What is it?
Huey Lewis, Power of Love.
Power of Love. I actually like that song.
Yeah.
Still not the one I think it is.
Okay.
Still not the one I think it is.
But well, is it right though?
Hopefully it's right. What do you reckon, Mike?
The Power of Love. It's a curious thing, this Who the Man. It is wrong.
Unlucky, you gotta keep at it. You gotta keep at it.
Now I've seen the potential for lyrics that's gonna happen every single morning, I guess, to be honest with you.
Have a good day, Lee. Take care of yourself. Keep at it, man. Cheers.
See you, Lee.
Right, so that's no Huey Lewis in the news, The Power of Love, and no.
What was the other one?
Shoop Shoop Song.
And it's not the Roop De Doo, The Power of Love, with Huey Lewis. 20-5 though, you can have another go with Damien Farrelly. And then I still think I'm somewhere on the rock buzz with this whole thing.
Yeah, the Communards and Never Can Say Goodbye here at Classic Hits. 11 minutes past 8 o'clock. That's what I've been listening to while that song was going on.
Yeah, you should see the dance moves that have been accompanying it.
Communards, of course. Well, Jimmy Somerville from the Communards performing at the Forever Young Festival. 5th to the 7th of July at Palmerstown House. And Damien Farrelly giving away tickets to that all this week as well. So if you want to join Damien this afternoon, he's here from 2. Chance maybe to get your hands on those tickets. But in the meantime,
our survey of the day this week is about intelligence and how to identify it. And it turns out in a really bizarre sort of state of affairs that people who say they don't know all the time are probably smarter than the people that think they know everything.
Really?
Yeah, so people who brag about their brains, claim to be intelligent, are actually less knowledgeable than their more humble peers. This is what they say. Do you hear that, Niall Boylan? So researchers found modest people are more willing to accept they may be wrong in a level-headed way, and that allows them to actually soak up facts easier. So if you say, I don't know a lot, or if you say, I'm unsure of that, you listen more, which means you take in more information, which means you're more intelligent, but basically you're constantly learning. Whereas if you're, for instance, someone that goes, no, you're wrong, right? Listen to me. Here's the deal. Yeah, I'm telling you. So you're telling me you believe that I'm a halfwit. Well, you're wrong, right? That wasn't an impression of anyone. That's just...
Not at all. That was just coincidence.
Yeah, that's just purely coincidental. So scientists believe that this is because the brain works in these diff... These. Do you hear that? Oh my God, I can't believe that came out. What a time for to go into that accent. So the scientists, Jim, they believe that these is the brain's work in the ways that the fluids and all to be going around you. And it helps you... Fluid intelligence, right, is what helps you remember information, which is being linked to problem solving.
Right.
So if you're the type of person who says, I don't know, or you're naturally curious, or you don't think you don't know at all, you're better at problem solving in the long run.
Mind you, it's kind of how you say, I don't know. There's a difference between saying, God, I genuinely don't know, and saying, oh, I don't know. You're supposed to know. It's your job.
Yeah, but that's true. Know. Yeah, yeah.
Who broke that?
I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, I know what you mean. Whereas overconfidence means, well, I can fix it, and then you haven't got a clue on this as well. It's obviously somebody else's fault. It's broken beyond repair. Overconfidence being a bad thing. So that's the way it
is. So it's true, that old adage about empty vessels make the most noise and all that sort of stuff. It's the quiet ones that have all the intellect,
the more reserved
ones.
Yeah.
God, that's music to my ears.
Well, oh yeah, although you never give yourself a break. You must be like Einstein, right? And here's the problem though. Here's the real problem of this, right? And you actually sum this up. This actually sums up, Jim. Right? Because this is the real downside to being smart. The problem is with intelligent people is because of the way it works, because it comes with sometimes a lack of confidence. When you look at life and the world around us, it means intelligent people don't really succeed any more than less intelligent people.
Oh my.
And that's the result of the survey.
That's about 50-50. That goes with my silver lining.
Because this is it. So you have people who are really intelligent, like Jim, walking around convinced he's a halfwit. And if people walking around, I'm not going to name anybody, right? Walking around convinced they're really intelligent. But all the evidence may point to actually being a halfwit. So that means that
there's a weird balancing.
In a weird hypothetical, fantastical world, somebody who is a halfwit and someone who merely thinks they're a halfwit, because of that, they could even end up working in the same place.
Wow.
It's a weird way. It's a weird thing that happens. This is the way it works.
So strange.
So basically, what I take from this, because it suits me down to the ground, is, as a bona fide halfwit, is that at least it doesn't hamper your development in life as far as success.
Right.
You know, because the people who are... And it doesn't really pay to be that intelligent anyway, by the looks of things. Look at Jim. So a fella's smart. He can figure out now. Very smart man. What does he do? He walks around doubting himself. If you're a halfwit like myself, you walk around, you never think twice about anything. All I'm worried about today is the price of chips is going to be in September. I couldn't care less about some. Basically, the less intelligent you are, it doesn't hamper your success, and you'll generally be in a better mood.
I think that's good news all around, really, isn't it?
I think
that's,
it is.
That's what's known as a win-win.
It's a win-win, yeah, for some people.
Yeah.
And the sort of a... Jesus. to fellas like yourself.
But I mean, how many people actually go around claiming to be intelligent?
Well,
because they're, as you say, they are the people.
You don't really...
Without a shadow of a doubt, they're like those people. You know the way we spoke about them before, where you encounter somebody and they go, I tell you, I'm gas me. I tell you, I'm an alpha man.
Yeah.
I'm hilarious. I'm absolute. I do be the life and soul of the party.
And
they are the one person you want to avoid at all
costs.
Yeah,
that's the flute that's going to pull out a guitar at the party. And you're like, oh, jeez. Oh, my God. Oh, you know, when you meet those people, I'm mad.
That's
you're
what I'm
not.
Saying.
Yeah. I am. I'm mad. I had 2 Bacardi breezers on me own. Mad.
You're like, oh, Jesus, you're not mad. You're tedious.
You see, intelligence totally over it. Lightning Seeds and Lucky You here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. It's almost 20 past 8. Somebody's texting in saying, good morning, lads. Tell Eamon Dunphy I said hello. You did. There was a touch of Eamon Dunphy off you during that story.
Oh, there was a little bit, yeah. That's obviously who I meant, yeah.
And then you morphed into, somebody else texted in, if Niall's ever out again, get PJ to fill in with that impression.
Imagine, yeah. I'd love to do. I'd actually love to do Niall's show one of the nights.
Would you?
I would, yeah. Yeah. I'd be terrible at it.
Any particular topic or just whatever was going
on?
Oh,
whatever's going on. Just to see if you could stir it up a little bit. Yeah, I'd say it'd be great crack, wouldn't it? You know what I mean?
And would you do it in full sort of...
I don't know what you'd be talking about. Oh my, you'd love to, but the problem is, you'd get in for 5 minutes and go, I can't believe I'm stuck talking like this now. This is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Now we're talking about something serious and now I'm feeling too awkward to break out into my own accent. And we have to just keep doing this. It's terrible.
Anyway, listen, 20 past 8 on the way. Of course, breakfast table quiz before 9 and very winnable at the moment. I think 7 is our top score so
7
far.
The score. It's a really low score so far this week, yeah.
Yeah, we're getting ready for Easter. And we've got a big Easter break for the family at any of the Maldron or Clayton Hotels in Galway. That's our prize, so it's well worth having a bash. Let us know if you want to play. 087-188-0008 on WhatsApp. And actually, speaking of Easter as well, we didn't do our tasting yesterday. We thought it might be a bit too early. Easter, we reckon, is what, just after your birthday?
Yeah, I think it's the weekend of the 19th or something.
Thereabouts,
yeah.
Right. But we definitely have, we still have the Marmite Easter egg to do an official taste test on.
Yeah, we'll do that.
But we wouldn't mind having a few others. As in, you know, a few other samples. Now, I know somebody texted in yesterday that there's a Guinness egg, apparently.
Yeah, Guinness egg. And then
I mentioned the Teelings one. I know they've done one.
That sounds very good.
Teelings one. And we're trying to see if there's anything else a bit wackier, a bit more out there. Like the idea of the Marmite egg.
Yeah, although you probably won't get weirder than Marmite, will you?
Yeah, no,
like,
that's
you know,
pretty
strange. When you think about it, it's the whole... It's selling itself on being the oddest egg available.
So is Marmite a savoury flavour?
You see, this is... I've had this... sort of discussion before. It's not like anything else. It's just like Marmite. There isn't anything really to compare it to.
Right.
I don't really know.
Anyway, if somebody's come across any sort of unusual flavoured...
Eggs.
Kind of Easter eggs, specifically.
Oh, yeah, just as opposed to eggs.
Yeah, because you just get rotten ones, if that's the case.
Or them ones that the Chinese lads eat. You know the ones they go off? They let them go off for, like, I don't know, I was going to say 100 years, but that's that's not the greatest business.
That's a long time to
plan in the world. But, you know, they're black. Do you ever see them? They're black, actually black.
Oh, God.
And they've been gobbling them. No problem at all.
Oh, Lord.
I don't think they believe much in Easter, though, to be honest with you. You know what I mean? What is it called? I don't know.
Right,
I remember seeing them in China and stuff. China's a mad place to eat food, to be honest with you.
Somebody says, seen a Jägermeister egg?
Yeah, oh, that's a good idea.
Oh, look, they've sent us a picture of it. It's like a little Cadbury's cream egg.
Oh, yeah, look at that.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that does look... That's actually not bad.
There's an awful lot of drink-related egg things.
I beg your pardon. The Chinese egg is the 100-year-old egg. They're called century eggs. Yeah.
Yeah. Somebody texted in fermented egg. Anyway, we're not going down that road. Forget that.
No way. Not after.
Whatever about an unusually flavoured Easter egg.
Not after we'll the last chili thing. Oh, I bet you there's some lovely chili chocolate eggs as well.
That's true.
You know the way
you
bet you there's loads of
that
going
on. They're
supposed
to be a good combination, aren't they, chili and chocolate?
Oh, my God. It's gorgeous. The Lindt one. Have you ever had that one?
No.
Oh, it's magnificent. You think you're eating chocolate, and then it's just sort of, it reminds you on the way in. Hope you like that. In your throat, it kind of does you a little nod on the way down. You're like, and you swallow. Have a bit of that. It goes into your chest.
Are you
throat.
Okay with it?
I loved it, yeah.
Right.
I'm all right with chili normally. It's just when David Lay comes in with his, what's it called, blow your hole in the back of your pants stuff. Yeah. That was just too much.
I don't think that's the official title, but it's a good one.
Yeah, no, it's much better the way the Lindt lads do it. Honestly, it's lovely.
Right.
Swallow. It's just as it goes down. I'm not describing it very well, am I?
No. Is that what's written on the actual... Is that what's written on the egg?
It's not exactly. You'd never see Gordon Ramsay describing it like that. You know, his dinners. Yes, this one is this souffle. It's something that's amazing. As you swallow it, you feel it melt in your mouth, followed by a hamburger.
Yeah, Whitney Houston, I'm Every Woman here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim, almost 22 minutes to 9 o'clock. Just a little reminder, of course, about your chance to win... courtesy of Classic Hits and Universal Pictures, we want to send you to a special screening of Little, which is a new movie. It's going to be in cinemas from the 12th of April, so not long to wait. And we've got 30 pairs in total, right, for this special screening. And the idea is, if you want to get involved, it's happening, by the way, in the Odeon Point Village, which is right beside us. This special screening is actually happening on the 10th of April. It only opens officially in cinemas on the 12th. But there'll be drinks and food from 6:30, and the film kicks off about 7:30 on the 10th of April. But the idea is, it's called Little, and if you want to get in to win, what we need you to do is to WhatsApp... the kind of things you miss. The little things from you miss from when you were a kid.
From when you were a little one yourself, yeah.
So the little things that you miss about being a kid.
Yeah.
They're the things that we want to hear. So on the WhatsApp, 087-188-0008, and we'll select, as I say, 30 pairs of tickets in total to be won.
Being
so
able to go to the toilet in your trousers and let it be someone else's problem.
Yeah.
I think that definitely missed that.
I think you pointed that out at the time.
Yeah, right? You know what I mean?
Anyway, get
have
them
to
in.
Have to go to the toilet. Grant. Sort that out, will you? You'd miss that. You know, the convenience of it.
Absolutely, of course. I think they might have meant maybe when you were a fraction older than that.
Oh, right, yeah.
You know, although I suppose it depends on what age you were when you stopped going to the toilet in your trousers.
Well, it's none of your business. Yeah. I will say.
20s.
Hey, I remember it. It was a great time.
Yeah.
Wasn't it Dylan Moran said what one of the best parts of being a parent is you can go to a restaurant with your son and go to the toilet in your own trousers and turn around to him and go, now, you deal with it. You know what I mean?
Anyway.
So turn the tables.
Hopefully there are other things that maybe might occur to you. And if they do, get them into us. 087-188-0008 with your name and details as well.
Liga.
A chance to get those.
I miss Liga as well. If I buy it now, they think I have a kid myself.
This is why you're not allowed to enter competitions.
Right, okay. Grand. So we'll move on then, will we?
Yes.
Talk about something else. Although I do think I'm getting a runny nose. I think I'm getting a blocked nose.
You want to make that my problem, do you?
Well,
I have to fix that.
Well, here's something now again. I miss this. I'm getting a bit clogged up. I really am.
Right.
I'm doing this a lot. And you know when you start doing that.
Do you want me to go and get your tissues?
I'm just saying. See, this is it. Can I say it? Mike, you might care. You're more mothering than him. but I miss this. You know the way you'd say this to your man, and the next thing, I'm spoiled. You know?
Yeah.
And then she's looking after me. She's running down the chemist. She's getting me something. I don't know, what do you put? Was putting stuff in your nose and wiping your nose and all that stuff. Look at there, Mike, he's got airwaves, chewing gums.
Yeah.
See the way all I get from Jim is ridicule.
I'd ask you to pay close attention to the packaging.
They've been in his back pocket for weeks.
Or some part of his
And he's only
trousers.
Giving them to me now because he can't eat them because the dentist took a half to have his teeth out yesterday.
Yeah, not to mention he had a sniff of them and he's like, oh God, I'm not eating them.
Yeah. So maybe, I don't want to eat anything that just came out of his bottom pocket. But, you know, for a cold and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I have to think about that now. I have to be adult about it. I have to go to a chemist now. I have to sort of think, what do I need to do to get rid of a cold?
Like yesterday I went to a chemist.
Whereas I used to just tell me ma and she'd deal with it for me.
Yesterday
I
went to a chemist and got a cough bottle.
Yeah.
Yesterday actually, so I know what you mean, being grown up. Mind you, the weird thing about going to a chemist now is the amount of questions involved.
Oh my God.
It's extraordinary.
Yeah.
Because you go in and you say, give us a bottle of that Expiatex or whatever. And they go, right, okay. And have you any history of falling over unexpectedly? No. Okay, that's good. Well, have you any
history of bicycle and I didn't see it coming?
Any history of voting for extremist right-wing parties?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Have you ever...
Yeah, it's all that. The things the Americans ask you.
Like, there's just loads of questions there. You can't just go in and buy something out of a chemist. There's millions of questions.
Are you on anything else that contains paracetamol at the minute? I don't know. Maybe I am. Is it in potatoes?
Yeah.
I don't know, yeah they go.
Did you make it here by yourself or were you accompanied by an adult?
Have you ever had sudden flashbacks to a time that didn't exist? You're like, what? I just want to get...
Yeah, I was really hoping for it. Doesn't matter.
And then you start getting yourself into a hole because you're pretending it's not for you then. Why do you need this? Women's problems. I was like, exactly what is it? She didn't say. She just said that if I say women's problems, you'll stop asking questions. And now it's just you and me. And
can I just speak to a man?
Yeah, can I speak to a man who knows that I'm bluffing here? Can I just get something? Just, you know, some, just give me a pack of plasters and I'll put them over my nose and hold it shut.
Exactly.
And I won't have to worry about
any
of this.
That's the secret. That's the secret. Right, well then we'll sort you out. We'll get. What would you like now for?
Well, I don't know what you're supposed to do when your nose is beginning to be blocked.
All right,
and you
so
have to
it's
try
not
and
only the
pass.
Physical doing. You actually, it's not only that you don't want to do the physical doing of taking care of yourself. You actually don't even want to put the thought in as to what you need doing. You want somebody else to think. What would make PJ better?
Do you know what it helps? If you and Mike took me to see the cinema and took me to see Little and got me a large popcorn and told me I was a good boy.
Right.
Yeah.
That's never going to happen.
And I won't even throw a tantrum around. You can even tie me into the back seat of the car.
Like the old days.
Yeah, like the old days, yeah. You'll be grand in there. Put them in the boot. Be much safer in there.
The Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets the boy. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
With Julie Kilmartin's Educational Services in Ennis and Limerick. For exam success, it's got to be julies.ie.
Get the family away for Easter. That's what it's all about this week in the Breakfast Table Quiz. And you get to choose any of the Maldron or Clayton hotels in Galway. A two-night family break. You get breakfast both mornings, obviously. Dinner on an evening of your choice as well. The kids get access to crafty kids club activities. And there's a family ticket for you to go along to Galway Atlanticquaria, which has us absolutely enthralled. Spacious family rooms, choice of family-friendly dining options, all of that sort of stuff. Maldron or Clayton hotels in Galway. Perfect escape to explore all that Galway has to offer.
And
sorry, was that a little sniffle there from you?
It is,
okay?
Yeah. You see what I'm
Are
saying?
Okay?
I'm not really, no.
Okay.
I could do with some attention. Right, I could do with some attention, thanks very much, yeah.
There you go. Look at this. There's some antibacterial multi-surface wipes.
Oh.
It says kills 99.99% of bacteria. And it also cuts through grease and grime, so...
They're for the table. Yeah. I'm not putting them in my face. Well, you're a crap man. You're not living up to your mammy role here at all today, I tell you something. Anyway,
right.
Back to the quiz. 8 the score to get, because 7 the score to beat, which is low enough at this time of the week for the Breakfast Table Quiz. I'll do my best to read out the questions, even though I am suffering on and soldiering through. And Eileen McCabe in Limerick is going to have a go this morning. Hiya, Eileen.
Hi, how's it going, lads?
Oh, well, Eileen, I'm not great now, to be honest with you, but I'm doing my best.
You had to ask.
Antibiotics there, PJ.
Huh?
Antibiotics are your only way to go now.
Antibiotics?
That's going to develop into pneumonia.
Well, thank you, Eileen, for caring as much. Thank you very much. I'll go in.
You can sense the man flu coming on, can't you, Eileen?
Oh,
just a little bit, yeah.
So nice to have someone that cares on the phone, Eileen.
If only you could see him, Eileen. He's actually lying down while asking these questions.
I can imagine, yeah. You'll be all right.
Thank you, Eileen.
Anyway, the important thing is you, Eileen. What we need out of you in the next 60 seconds is at least 8 correct answers. Hopefully you'll get a lot more, but at least 8 would put you top of the leaderboard. How are you feeling?
Okay, a little bit nervous.
Not
normally do okay this, but I'm a little bit nervous now.
Well, needless to say, Eileen, I'm on your side.
Yeah.
So,
thank you, PJ.
And
so
also,
we'll
needless to say, Eileen, if it doesn't work out, it will, of course, not be your fault. It will be PJ's reading of the questions.
Well,
We'll see.
Right. Best of luck. 60 seconds.
Okay.
Here we go.
In surgery, nitrous oxide is used as what?
Pass.
Anesthetic. Axl Rose was the singer of what band?
Guns N' Roses.
A ship's speed is measured in what?
Not.
Yes, in the UK, Liverpool is situated near the estuary of what river?
The Mersey.
What is the Spanish word for hello?
Hola.
In this children's film, Stuart Little, what is Stuart?
A mouse.
Yeah, Magic Johnson is famous for playing what sport?
Basketball.
In what country did yoga originate?
India?
Yeah, which comedy film starring Robert De Niro was the sequel to Analyze This?
Oh, pass.
Analyze That. Kelly Jones is the lead vocalist in what Welsh band?
Stereophonics.
Yes, if A is Alpha and Z is Zulu, what is G?
Alpha. Oh, pass.
Golf. What breed of animal is a jersey?
Cow.
In Back to the Future, what actor plays Marty McFly? What is the Spanish painter Picasso's first name?
Pass.
Pablo, which nut shares its name with a South American country?
Brazil.
That's the one!
Well done, well done.
I've got a good feeling about this, Eileen.
Yeah, this could be, I'll tell you something, this could be good. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11!
Ah, that's a great score, Eileen. That's a really good score. You could be well in with a shout now.
Well done, well done. Yeah, okay. 11. That's well and truly top of the leaderboard and only a couple of days left to play. Well done, you.
Thanks very much.
So listen, hang in there, Eileen. Keep your fingers crossed. Two more chances to play. And if nobody tops 11, you'll be taking the gang off to one of the Maldron or Clayton hotels in Galway for Easter. Well done.
Happy days. Thanks very much.
No, take care of yourself, Eileen.
Hope you feel better soon. Oh, sorry. That's me.
I hope you feel better soon, TJ.
Yes, thank you, Eileen.
IV antibiotics, maybe.
That's
all
it.
Right, then. Have a lovely day, lad.
Cheers. See you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye now. Yeah, this beautiful Southern Perfect 10. Waking them happy with PJ and Jim here at Classic Hits. And it's a bit of a special moment for us. I tell you, we've got... And not just a number of guests in studio, we have a very special guest item.
It's a very crowded house all of a sudden, isn't it?
In studio. And it's really... I tell you how special this is, right? There's a lady standing in the corner of the studio at the moment wearing white gloves who will actually wrestle you to the ground and beat you if you attempt to put your hands in
this. She genuinely just threatened me off air. Yeah. She was like, she gave me her karate hand movements and everything.
I went to get my photograph taken with it and she literally said to me, don't touch it! Don't touch it! I tell you, because
what we have in studio is,
and sports fans will know, golf fans in particular will know, that the claret jug is arguably maybe the greatest trophy in golf. The oldest golf tournament in the world, the Open Golf Championship, and it's going to be held for the first time in many, many, many years on the island of Ireland. So it's going to be held at Royal Portrush.
Which is a golf course, I imagine.
Well, it's hardly going to be held on a rugby pitch.
I don't know a lot about it.
Anyway, listen, Fiona Cunningham from Tourism Northern Ireland is here. And the reason, of course, that you're here is because it's the whole build-up now, isn't it? Because the tournament happens in July.
We are super, super excited to bring this famous claret jug here this morning. This lovely piece of silverware.
It is stunning. I mean, obviously, it's the first time I've ever seen it this close. It's incredible.
And I don't think you've left it much for me to say. You've basically said, yes, it's returning to Northern Ireland after almost 70 years. Yes, almost 70 years.
Because traditionally, of course, it would be played north. It's kind of between England and Scotland a lot, isn't it?
All the royal
courses there.
So this is the 148th Open, which we're going to be organising this July.
And it's already a success. I'm hearing that it's kind of like, ticket-wise, it's sold out.
Ticket-wise for the Championships Day, as we're sold out. Fastest selling tournament, actually. Sold out within 8 weeks. But R&A have made a fabulous announcement yesterday. They have made more tickets available. So anybody who has not got a ticket or is on a waiting list to get a ticket, if they go to theopen.com/tickets, they can access tickets through that.
Wow.
They'll go on sale on the 15th of April. So,
because this, I mean, they reckon, what is it, 200,000 people maybe will visit over the course of
the... almost 200,000 people now, and obviously with the announcement that extra tickets are in sale, there will be over 200,000.
That's incredible.
It is fantastic. It is the biggest event that we have ever hosted in Northern Ireland, so as I say, we are super excited about it.
It's huge. I mean, that it takes a bit of doing, I'm assuming that.
It does.
No,
and I mean,
nobody decides. We'll put it on this weekend, will we?
Well, as you say, we're in the run-up, we're in the final, you know,
the
final months of it now in April, but really we've been planning this for a number of years now, so there's a huge amount of work that goes on behind the scenes. R&A obviously roll out the show every time they do it, so they're super professional.
And I mean, the circus that goes with this thing,
absolutely.
The amount of broadcast companies that come in, and
well, it's going to be
shown all over the world,
into,
obviously.
You know, 600 million people are going to be watching the Open this July, which is a phenomenal amount.
600 million?
Yes. 600 million? Yes.
Oh my God, it makes the Eurovision feel small.
Doesn't it just...
That's amazing.
What a brilliant comparison.
Well, that's
the
my...
The Open Championship and the Eurovision.
That's it.
Well, one has a little bit more credibility than the other, maybe.
But
and are you doing a lot of travelling around now with the
we're bringing this to Dublin today just really to raise awareness of the Open, and obviously just to encourage people to come to Northern Ireland and play golf. We have nearly 100 golf courses in Northern Ireland.
Yeah.
Two of which, of course, are World Championship golf courses, Royal Portrush, number 7, linked in the rankings of the Golf Digest, and Royal County Down being number 1 in the world.
It's great seeing Jim's face being so close to this, by the way. It's amazing because Jim goes playing golf and he comes in. I think his mates make him use a cricket bat.
Don't touch it, Jim.
So it's great seeing him this way, this close. He admits himself that when he's finished a round of golf, sometimes he's not even allowed to pour the tea. So to be close to a jug this special is a big
one.
It's
great. Now, I mean, if we were allowed close enough, if somebody could hold that woman in the corner back for a while, we could get close enough to see the kind of names that are on this. It is absolutely, I mean, obviously it is the greatest
golfers. It is a piece of history, really.
It's an incredible piece of history. It's a stunning looking trophy, isn't it? Even, I mean, PJ, you're not necessarily a big golf fan.
I don't know a lot about golf, but that is some piece of trophies. Well, as trophies go, to be honest, you could bring in a set of golf bats and I wouldn't know one from the other. But bringing in this, I knew what it was straight away. So I'm very familiar with what this is. So, I was just going to try and name off famous golfers who may have won, but I'd humiliate myself.
Have a go. Look,
Seve Ballesteros.
That'll certainly be there.
Did he be there?
Absolutely,
yeah.
That was at Royal Lytham, I think he won his.
See the way he's a proper, you know.
He's a proper golfer.
I wouldn't go that far.
As you're travelling around now, you're getting a lot of that, people sort of saying, yes, I remember when.
You're
sharing their knowledge as if to prove their golfing.
They are.
Their golfing worthiness.
And sharing their experiences of where they have been to see the Open.
And of course, thing is, just to veer off the golf for a second, of course, there's a whole big thing for Northern Ireland tourism at the moment, because we were chatting recently. It was Neil Delamere who was in with us.
And
he's become sort of like an ambassador as
he's
travelling
right.
a lot. There's obviously there's the Game of Thrones thing is huge at the moment, because the series is coming back very shortly. You guys are really full on at
the minute. We are full on at the minute. The Game of Thrones exhibition is coming on the 11th of April into Titanic Belfast, so if you haven't got your ticket, go get it. And also Derry Girls is huge at the moment. Channel 4 last
Brilliant.
Night
awesome.
So
yeah, yeah,
it's
really
all about screen tourism at the moment.
Yeah, you have to be careful when you mention certain television programmes, because PJ, of course, being part of Young Offenders, he gets a bit
a bit upset.
Yeah, he gets a bit possessive of the television,
the radio times.
We'll not compare the ratings year. Will we, PJ?
We were number 2 because of flipping Derry Girls.
That's why I was saying we'll not compare the ratings.
You've touched a raw nerve.
We'll quickly move on from that.
But anyway, listen, Fiona, thank you so much for bringing it in. It's a once in a lifetime thing. I mean, to get this close to something, as you say, that's a piece of history like that, it's very, very special. Even if that woman did shout at me and hurt me feelings.
Yeah. So Jim's gonna get his picture taken with the jug. I want to get my picture taken with the martial arts expert.
So Jim, don't forget theopen.com/tickets for anybody who's looking for tickets. And also, just to give a clear message, there is still accommodation left in Northern Ireland for the Open. Obviously a lot of stuff has gone now around the north coast, but Derry's the shortest drive away from Portrush, and there is still about 20% of accommodation left, occupancy left.
That's brilliant.
And tickets are back on sale now, is it
15th
right
of April.
Oh, 15th of April. Okay, so
if you're on a waiting list, you will get an email. But if you're not on a waiting list, then you know, get yourself onto theopen.com and register.
There you go. You heard yourself, 600 million tickets available for this event.
Maybe I misheard it a little bit. Fiona, thank you so much, and best of luck
with that.
I'm sure it's going to be huge. It'll be a huge success. It's already a huge success anyway. It'll be an amazing
great event. Thanks for bringing
the thanks guys
thanks
welcome.
For bringing the jug down and watching Jim's eyes roll out of his head. It's been amazing.
Thank you.